With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has ordered more than a million people in the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate to the south in advance of an expected ground offensive. Here's the BBC's Jalon Donnell.
1 week after Israel suffered its deadliest ever day of attacks, it's continuing its heavy bombardment of Gaza, saying it aims to eradicate the Islamist militant group Hamas, which governs there. The Israeli military says it killed a senior Hamas commander in an airstrike. He's said to have played a prominent role in last week's attacks. With preparations laid for a ground invasion, the Israeli military says its forces have already carried out limited raids inside Gaza and recovered the bodies of some of the dozens of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas.
It's BBC's Jalon Donnell reporting. Israel's orders sent panic through civilians and aid workers already struggling out of the airstrikes. They come in response to the worst killing of Jews since the days of World War II by the Hamas terrorist group last week. Steps being taken to temporarily refreeze Iranian assets after the Hamas attack against Israel. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The U.S. and Qatar have reached an agreement that blocks Iran's government from accessing $6 billion in Iranian funds that were unblocked as part of a prisoner swap last month. It stopped short of fully refreezing the Iranian money. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration's deal with Iran, which is a major sponsor of Hamas. However, U.S. officials have strenuously pushed back, noting that the money had yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will lead a delegation to Israel this weekend to show his support in the aftermath of the Hamas terrorist attack against Israel. In fact, Schumer cut short a visit to Asia this week to return to the United States and turn his focus to the crisis in Israel. This is SRN News. An Air Force reservist on his way to court, Michael Harrington explains why.
Chase Yarbrough was off duty but in uniform at a retirement ceremony in 2021 when he criticized the U.S. Armed Forces for embracing transgenderism. Another service member was at the event and complained to the higher-ups, who sent Yarbrough a letter of admonishment. Now he's suing in a Texas court with the help of First Liberty and several other legal firms. They point out that a member of the armed forces still has First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A teenager and her parents have filed a $30 million lawsuit against the Virginia school system after she was sexually assaulted in a female restroom by a male student. The family alleges Loudoun County Public Schools failed to immediately investigate the attack and instead tried to cover it up. The boy, who was living as a girl at the time, gained access to the restroom under the county's new transgender bathroom policy. This is SRN News. Best Buy says goodbye to DVDs.
The consumer electronics retailer plans to phase out its DVD and Blu-ray sales by early 2024, with physical movies set to be sold in stores and online as they are today through the holidays. Video games will not be impacted. Best Buy said that the way consumers watch movies and TV today is much different than it was decades ago. Keith Peters reporting.
The Biden administration has selected clean energy projects all the way from Pennsylvania to California for a $7 billion program to kickstart development and production of hydrogen fuel. The president took the wraps off the program yesterday in Philadelphia.
Hydrogen can power industries like the production of steel and aluminum. It can transport, and it's going to end up changing our transportation system, like trucks, rail, planes.
The president calls hydrogen essential to achieving his vision of a strong, clean energy economy. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.